Are you actively motivating yourself every single day? Are you refilling your tank and actually making it so that you have the desire and the drive? And are you cultivating it, or is it something that you expect to just show up? It's strange, but it seems like a lot of people really feel almost entitled to feel motivated and energized, like it's something that should just happen to them, but it doesn't, and then they're frustrated that they don't have the capacity to take on the projects that they want, to actually hit the goals and targets that they set for themselves, and it's this irritating loop to watch because really, you are the one holding yourself back. It doesn't start with something inspiring you or somebody grabbing you by the scruff of the neck and sending you into action. This is your life, and if you aren't taking charge of how you feel, if you don't feel inspired, it's your job to get inspired. Pushing it off like it's somebody else's responsibility or that you just don't have it in you is bullshit, and it's really important to be honest with ourselves, to ask, hey, am I actually motivated? And if not, what gets me motivated? What actually does inspire me? And the cop-out of I don't know is not allowed here. We have to keep questioning it until we find out. I think the most important resource that you really have to lean on is your own self-talk. The way that you think about your scenarios, the way that you project into the future, the way that you make yourself feel with what you worry about. Just as much as it is about generating more energy, it's also about preserving what you have and protecting yourself from your own negativity. It's so common to see somebody who really has these big ambitions, these big goals, but then they watch a couple episodes of some crappy TV show, they listen to some music that doesn't really make them feel good, they eat some food that really isn't healthy for them, and before you know it, this very capable person has become very incapable. Do you tell yourself that you need to rest when you're tired? Relax, just seeking stimulation, something to make you feel better, to alleviate, to escape? If so, then you are shooting yourself in the foot because those things don't actually restore your energy, they zap and deplete it even further. Scrolling on social media is not a good break. It's not actually time of restoration, it's just distraction. And yeah, fine, if you want to incorporate a little bit of that in your life, no worries. But if you're spending hours of your time every day distracting yourself, find purpose, find meaning, and find focus. You get energy and motivation from seeing yourself making progress. When you actually expand, when you reach further, when you go out of your comfort zone, you start to feel like you can do almost anything. It's this funny idea that if I'm tired, I just need to sit down or relax and lay down and then I'll feel better later. You get even more tired and then you definitely don't want to do anything. And that's when that self-talk comes in. It's really important to course correct yourself, to tell yourself, hey, if I use my energy to make myself go into motion, to take action, then I will feel better. It will increase the chances of me doing more good, which will make me feel even better. This is the winner's effect, the positive spiral that you want to create in your life. And as much as I would love for that to work if you just did it a day or two, you really do need a few weeks of chaining it together to ultimately feel the incredible effect that it has. You'll see some glimpses of growth and progress if you do it here and there, but not nearly as much as if you dedicate yourself and you make a commitment to follow through consistently. Whether that's working out every day for only 15-20 minutes, or if you start practicing an instrument, or if you start building and developing your business, or you start driving traffic and marketing consistently with a new strategy, a new approach, it doesn't matter. It's not about the thing so much as it is about your identity. When you believe that you're the kind of person who takes action, who really is committed, serious, and follows through, when you feel like you can count on yourself, it is the ultimate source of motivation because you feel like you can truly do anything. You can achieve almost anything if you can count on yourself and trust your own word. That's the problem. When you break your own promises to yourself, you don't trust yourself, you don't believe in yourself, and then you're looking for energy and stimulation from other sources. It should be coming from within. So don't settle for that external quick fix. Really demand yourself, demand from yourself, to operate on a higher level, to bring that energy from within, to consistently be able to trust yourself. Remember that life changes when you change, and when you decide to be more of a motivated person, when you decide that you're going to step up this area of your life and you follow through, it feels natural and progression is relatively quick. You'll blink and a few months have gone by. But imagine the difference, right? 3 to 6 months to a year and even further out into the future, that time is gonna go by anyway. But the vast difference and gap between how you'll feel, the type of person that you'll be, and what you would have achieved will be so great that you're almost unrecognizable. I know because I went through this myself. As simple as recording a video every day for 1 year, I went from being completely riddled with anxiety, barely able to speak to another person, to speaking on stage in front of 10,000 people, and it felt like no big deal. Of course, it does take time, but it was such an incredible transformation that I could almost no longer relate back to the type of person that I was. And that's possible for you too in any area. I lost so much weight, you know, I built an incredible relationship, a great business, you know, everything that I dreamed of, all my goals became a reality. And it was all from this core understanding that I have to build my own momentum. I have to be able to trust myself and to motivate myself by keeping my own word to me. So implement this and watch the rapid change that it makes in your life. And if you want even further help, if you want me to support you one-on-one and help you implement this directly into your life, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one consultation with me. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit. And if so, I could be coaching you every week, holding you accountable, making sure that you follow through to really build that momentum, making it even easier to implement these changes in your life. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.